This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Patricia, I believe we'll go ahead and call the roll at this time.
Okay. White.
Here.
Foberg.
Here.
Marquardt. Roby.
Here.
Vanneman.
Here.
Valley.
Here.
Zander.
Here.
Rosenboom.
Here. We have a quorum. Is there anyone else on the line who has not identified themselves at this time? Would you please do so? Okay. Hearing none, I'll take up consideration of conflicts of interest. Now is the time for the Commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former Commission members. If any member of the Commission has completed a written disclosure of conflict of interest, the Commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any Commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined by SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract, as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter on today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have the conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposed contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the Commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the Commission's discussion and vote on the conflict. If the Commission decides the underlying conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest, you may not participate in any Commission discussion or Commission action on that matter. If the Commission does not find the underlying conflict to be fair, reasonable, and consistent with the public interest, the parties, which may include the Department, may not lawfully enter into the proposed contract or other matter which gives rise to the conflict of interest. The Secretary must record in the minutes of the meeting the name of any Commission member who has disclosed a conflict of interest, a description of the proposed contract or other matter in which the member has the conflict, the member's description of the nature of the conflict, and the Commission's vote on the question of whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. After the meeting minutes have been approved by the Commission, the Secretary must file a copy of the minutes with the Auditor General. Does anyone have a conflict they'd like to disclose at this time? Okay, hearing none. We'll move along on the agenda. Mike, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Ralph Marquardt
has joined the conference.
Good morning, Ralph Marquardt.
Morning, Ralph.
Good morning.
Ralph, we just did the consideration of conflicts of interest. Did you have any conflicts on today's agenda?
No. No, I don't.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Mike?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. Again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to visit with us and consider our right-of-way items and bid awards since our last meeting. First on the agenda is Mr. Joel Gingler to walk through the right-of-way items, which should be attachment number one in your packet. Joel?
Thank you, Mike. Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. I have one item for your consideration. It is a request of a land trade in Minnehaha County. We are actively pursuing the right-of-way interests for the Highway 100 project that is proposed to be let to bid in late August. As a part of that, we had negotiated for the properties that are listed as Lot A in the agenda, and we wish to trade for the properties that the Minnehaha County owns as the H lots, and those are illustrated on the map, the overview map, in the yellow as the A lots and the red as the H lots. When we looked at the comparison for the valuation, the trade would result in the department also paying the sum of $3,122 to Minnehaha County. Minnehaha County is agreeable to that, and we have tentatively entered into agreement for the trade upon commission approval. And staff recommendation, as well as the region and area, is to make this trade for the project requirements.
Okay, could we have a motion on the consideration and then discussion?
Mark Word will make a motion and discussion.
Okay, we had a motion from Mark Ort. I didn't pick up the second.
Goldberg will second.
Okay, Rod second. Any discussion? The primary questions I had was obviously if the county was agreeable, but it was highly doubtful you had done all this work without their agreement. And
correct.
And indicated that they are.
Yes, the county commission... at their last meeting approved the trade subject to your approval.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion? Patricia, would you call the roll, please?
White.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
White.
Aye.
Goldberg.
Aye.
Marquardt.
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Bid awards?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Sam Weisgram will present the bid awards since our last meeting. Sam?
Thank you. Yes, since the last time we've met, we've had four bid openings. So I will start with June 29th bid opening. It was a project, and that was led through the Peer Regional Office. Highmark Incorporated was the Aztec low bidder of six bids received, with a bid of $101,671, which was $7,076, or 6.5% below the engineer's estimate. $108,748. The project consisted of pipe culvert cleanout at various locations along Interstate 90 between Belvedere and Myrtle. In consideration of the low bid received, approval of the award of this contract is recommended.
Okay, do we have a motion on the recommendation?
Roby moved.
Valley will so move.
Okay, Roby moved, Valley second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none. Patricia, would you call the roll, please? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
White.
Aye.
Goldberg.
Aye.
Marquardt.
Aye.
Roby.
Aye.
Vanneman.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Zander.
Aye.
Rosenboom.
Aye. Motion carries. Sam?
Okay, we'll move on to the July 6th bid opening. It was done, conducted through the Rapid City Region Office. Journey Group Companies, doing business as Ainsworth Binning Construction, was the Aztec low bidder of four bids received, with a bid of $150,832, which was $15,022, or 9.1% below our engineer's estimate of $165,854. The project consisted of sidewalk construction in the city of Whitewood, and we are recommending approval of the award of this contract.
Okay, do I have a motion on the recommendation?
So moved by White.
White moves.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Roby. Any discussion? Hearing none, Patricia, would you call the roll? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
White.
Aye.
Goldberg.
Aye.
Marquardt?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye. Motion carries. Sam?
Okay, moving on to the July 12th bid opening. It consisted of four contracts involving four projects. 12 bidding documents were received. The low bids totaled $2,583,232, which was $87,857, or 3.5% above our engineer's estimate of $2,495,374. Two recommendations for you with this bid opening. The first recommendation involves projects 1, 2, and 4. Projects 1, 2, and 4 were all within 10% of our engineer's estimate, and therefore approval of the award of these contracts is being recommended.
Valley will so move.
Is there a second?
Bulberg will second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, Patricia, would you call the roll, please?
White?
Aye.
Bober?
Aye.
Marquardt?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay, next that'll take us.
Five.
Yep, take us to project number five. Industrial Builders was the Aztec low bidders of eight bids received on this project with a bid of $1,523,969, which was $168,850, or 12.5% above our engineer's estimate of $1,355,118. In consideration of the competitive bids received, the low bid is considered reasonable for the work being completed at this location, and therefore approval of the award of this contract is recommended.
Okay, do I have a motion on the recommendation?
Vanneman moves. Sanders second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Discussion, just noticing it is high, but or slightly high, but the competition appears to have been excellent on that particular item. Any other questions or discussion?
Ron, this is Don. I'm on a cell phone, so I had a little click there. Was the recommendation to approve? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you.
This is Valley. Maybe if we could just have a little bit of an explanation of why the estimate was lower than the lowest bid, because there were a lot of, it was very competitive, but they were all starting at 12% more than what the estimate was. Anything there that we should know?
No, we found nothing concerning with the bid. The big factor with this project is we're working in the Big Sioux River, so in order to get those foundations done, we have to have the contractor they're working in the water, so they're building cofferdams to keep that water out, and there's some risk involved with that. And that's probably what we heard most when we contacted some of these bidders. But ultimately, when we looked at each individual item that was bid on this project, there was no item that was substantially off. It was just overall, several items were moderately higher than what we had anticipated, but nothing of concern.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Other questions or concerns? Hearing none, Patricia, would you call the roll? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, same sign.
White?
Aye.
Boberg?
Aye.
Marquardt?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye. Motion carries.
That'll take
Sam.
Us. Yep. Thank you. That'll take us to the last bid opening we've had which was just yesterday, and I think Patricia was able to send those results out late yesterday afternoon once we got them to her. So hopefully you guys all have had a chance to look that project over. It was the letting was conducted by the Pier Region. AGE Corporation was the Aztec low bidder of four bids received with a bid of $244,871, which was $42,981 or 14.9% below our engineer's estimate of $287,853. The project consists of the construction of a traffic diversion and the pre-purchasing, or that we're going to pre-purchase reinforcing steel in preparation for a bridge deck replacement project that will be bid and built later this fall. In consideration of the low bid received, approval of the award of this contract is recommended.
Okay, do I have a motion on the recommendation?
Mark, we're
over. Valley will so move.
Okay, Markard moving, Boberg second. Just a quick question, pre-purchasing of the reinforcing steel, I don't know that I've noticed that before where we've pre-purchased items. Is that something we do to try to hedge an expense? Or
the reason we typically do that is a timing situation, which we have here. We have a bridge deck that needs to be replaced, and we want to get that done this fall. And therefore, in order to have construction start as soon as possible, we are trying to get that steel purchased in advance so it can be sitting there waiting for that contractor when they get started. So it's just a timing issue.
Okay, that makes sense. Other questions, concerns? Okay, Patricia, would you call the roll, please? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
White?
Aye.
Boberg?
Aye.
Marquardt?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
Rosenboom?
Aye. Motion carries. Is there any other items of business that need to come before this commission today? Okay, hearing none, I'll declare the meeting adjourned. See everyone on the 27th.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.